Mention those two.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly Borquez.
I'm Sarah C. What's up?
What's up?
How's it going?
Well, it's going. We are here after the episode on Tuesday. What was your overall feel of this episode?
It was good. I mean, it was better than last week.
Yeah.
Shit happened. Some stuff was annoying. Some stuff was entertaining. We got stuff to talk about. You guys, if there's other, there's a couple podcasts. Stassi is on the Spidey, Make Spidey Famous Again with Spencer Pratt and Heidi. She's on their podcast this week. She doesn't really say a lot other than, once again, she reiterates, just like Jax reiterated last week, that there's something. They know stuff about James Kennedy, but they're not allowed to say it. So once again, confirming someone is doing a cover-up. So good for you, Evolution Media or Bravo or whoever's doing the cover-up. But she also kept saying she's having baby fever. She wants babies now. She doesn't care about the marriage or the wedding. She wants to have babies right now. So
yeah,
I guess we'll stay tuned to that. So that's one podcast out there. And then Jeremiah Smith, their producer that's been there all 7 years, he has a podcast called Working Class Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And he has the showrunner on, Bill Langworthy, whatever. So they talk. It's kind of a long one. It's 2 hours. I ended up jumping ahead to the second hour because the first hour he just talks about his whole life and working for the History Channel. And I don't know, I had limited time.
Yeah.
So I wanted to get to
I've heard numerous interviews with him. So I guess I didn't think he was going to say anything new. So, but I do want to listen.
It was actually, the things he said were actually really disappointing and confirms my theory of what I said last week, that I really think they need fresh producers. And not that they're not doing a good job, they're just now too close. And he legit even said, he's like, well, no, you know, we're so close. They're like our family. He's like, we want to protect them. And it's like, you can't have a show like this and then protect them. And he's like, yeah, they've asked why we don't film, past 11 p.m. But it's like, do you really want us to show you at 4 a.m.? It's like, yes.
Yes.
We do. So it's like, that's why we tuned into this show. And the fact that you're
protecting. Yeah, we're not watching Hallmark.
Right. The fact that you're protecting them just goes to show that why
it's so scripted
and why it's been boring, compared to early seasons. And he said some other things, like some of the cast asked him questions, what was your favorite scene ever? You know what it was?
What?
I mean, you could pick from a million, right?
Yeah.
Schwartz's proposal.
Stop.
Ever. Out of seven seasons.
That scene didn't even come into my head.
No, of course not.
No.
It was horrible. I mean, wow.
I mean, they didn't say most cringeworthy scene.
No, that's his favorite scene. They asked the worst scene, too. And his answer was really a letdown there, too. Because, you know what his answer was? It was, I don't know, Jeremiah or Bill. But
we should do those questions. That's a great question. I like that.
That'd be fun for all of us to do. They said, most cringeworthy scene or the worst thing that you didn't get to have the way you wanted. Okay. So when last season opened and Sheena told Katie she's not invited to her birthday party,
Yeah.
And then they pan over and Schwartz is getting ready to go to Sheena's party and he has a gift for her.
Yes.
They were like, what the fuck? You just got married and your husband's going to a woman's birthday that just said, I don't like you, you're not invited. And not only is he going, but he's bringing her a gift. Like, that's fucked up. Aren't you guys going to explain this? And Stassi was in the scene and they're like, we really wanted Stassi to explain why that was weird or why that was effed up. Like, he shouldn't be going. Right.
Uh-huh.
But Stassi refused to. She's like, no, it's not weird. It's fine. That's what we do. And so they're really mad that because they felt like the audience needed an explanation, which we kind of did. But Stassi refused to do it. And so they ended up kind of taking a bit of a confessional from something else, and she's like, I mean, annoying AF, and they like slipped it in there.
Oh.
And I guess Stassi blew up the one producer's phone like, you motherfucker, you know I didn't say that, or whatever. So they ended up still manipulating it a little bit, but it still wasn't what they wanted her to say. Like, they wanted her to be like, what the F, Schwartz, you can't go when you're, you know.
That's interesting. Okay, now that's some dirt. I like that.
I mean, that's a little manipulation. So,
did you see Stassi's exciting book tour and her giveaway that she's doing?
But there'd be a lot more worse scenes than that. What's the giveaway? I saw the book tour of like four cities.
Okay, her.
Are we gonna go to the Grove?
I'm down.
Yeah.
Her giveaway is, if you send her a screenshot of your pre-order, you'll be entered into one of three prizes, which includes a book, but you just showed that you ordered it, but you get another book.
Wait, let me guess. A Kyle Chan La La Land necklace?
Dude, you wish.
No, that would be good. Yeah. What?
A diamond pend, like that her and Ariana had the matching one of. They show like five in the picture, or three in the picture, but I'm sure it's one.
A pen.
You remember the diamond pen that her and Ariana had? And they're like, matching pens.
Oh, yeah. But not actually like, I was thinking like.
No, real. Like a writing pen. Oh, yeah. Right. And a pair of socks.
What were those from?
I don't know. And.
Let me guess. Bo has a sock line.
And a personalized letter from her.
He seems like he would have a sock line.
That's it.
A personalized letter.
Yes.
Oh, please.
But it's like, really, you can't like add in like see. Oh, and a disgusting thing of ranch and sriracha that she'll mail that to you.
Okay. Well, I can buy both of those things for less than the book. So I'll just.
And a thing.
I still have some ranch from the party.
Essie nail polish.
Oh. Okay, so something you cannot get anywhere.
Yeah,
$6.99
and
CVS.
All things that are signature to Stassi, right?
Oh, that's signature to her. Essie nail polish.
I'm just saying, like, it's like,
can you buy any other kind of nail polish these days?
I just like,
like Sally Hansen or OPI or Essie. That's
it's like it. Possibly like the worst, cheapest giveaway I've ever seen in my entire life. It's like, whoa, like. And she
people that are like, they have to do giveaways to get listeners. It's like, no, actually, we didn't do giveaways to get listeners because you had to listen to win. So if you were listening, you are already a listener. So why would we bribe people to listen when the only way they find out about our giveaways is by listening?
That's right.
We didn't tweet that shit out.
No.
But yeah, that's, I guess it's, she's trying to get people to buy her book, or which people,
I feel like in the beginning, in the beginning, like when we didn't know what we were doing, like our first giveaway ever, I did tweet it, and I had like people that I knew 100% never listened to the podcast win in like London, and I had to like send it to London. I learned real quick to not put it on Twitter.
Hey, Lee is a real listener.
It was not Lee, I know. Believe me. It was like, I went to the guy's Twitter and it's like, I enter giveaways every day. Like, all he does is like search for like hashtag giveaway, you know?
Yeah, we did one and it ended. I'm like, what's your address? And it was like Grenada, Spain. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah. We love you guys. I mean, and we always send it international. Like, we have anytime like you truly win, and that's on us. So we do it.
Yeah.
But we love that we have international listeners.
See, like,
for sure.
I just think anyone that would be interested in buying her book is going to get it anyways. They're not going to be like, well, I was going to buy it, but now that I might win some nail polish, I'm in. You know?
Yeah.
But good for her. She's trying.
I don't know. I personally have not pre-ordered, and I don't know. I just am having a hard time pre-ordering. I feel like it's, I'll order it when I want to. Mm-hmm. Or I will buy it in the store when I go see her. Like, why do I have to pre-order?
Well, you better be careful because that Pinot Grigio is sold out. You can't get it.
Is it really? Oh, no. Maybe that's why it's not in the giveaway.
Now, and then, so she was on Spencer's podcast. He's like, so I assume then you're making more since you're sold out? No, we're just going to do our next one, a sparkling rosé. And I'm like, but if it's sold out, wouldn't it make sense? So it was very clear this was a very limited run type of kind of like the Lay's potato chips, but on a much smaller scale, maybe.
Oh, it's not their, you know, like it's not their deal. I think the company says, here you go and have at it.
Yeah. And then when it's done, it's done.
Yes.
No. So.
Yeah.
Anyways. Well, there's that. So, yeah, I don't know. It was kind of so that podcast with Jeremiah. Listen to the second hour if you're interested. A little behind the scenes and that sort of thing. It was, you know, it wasn't super entertaining, but you found out some little nuggets here and there. And but it just really hit home for me the way they both have been there the full seven, and you know, much of their crew has as well. And it just was very clear that they're a family. Even Stassi said that to Heidi and Spencer, that she's going to have her wedding in LA so that everybody can come. She's like, you know, we're great friends with our producers and our staff and our crew. And so it's like, well, exactly. We need then fresh people. Like the showrunner said, when he was first looking to hire a team, he wanted like younger, hungry, edgier people to really get in there and do some raw things and go a little crazy. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, that was a great idea, but that's what we need right now.
Yes.
We need someone pushing them. Right now, you're too close, and you're like, oh, okay, you don't want to say that? Oh, okay, we'll show Schwartz. Because then they talked about another scene that was supposed to air. They were all supposed to be tequila tasting in Mexico, but they couldn't air it because Schwartz couldn't even speak.
Oh, boy.
They're like, just say, I have to go to a tequila tasting. He says, so it's like they're now protecting all the good scenes.
Yeah.
You know, why couldn't we see Crazy Kristen and Solvang after 11 p.m.? Why couldn't we see James and Kristen in Mexico last year? Why couldn't we see, you know, all these things, Stassi's meltdown with Beau on her birthday?
They're just kind of failing at storytelling at this point, and they're giving us really odd scenes that they think we're going to be...
Oh, yeah, he said that. He goes, every reality show, it's easy just to show two people fighting or flipping a table. He's like, those are boring to us. We have those scenes. We don't even show them because they're boring to us. We like to see like how they're dealing with conflict and growing and maturing. And it's like, that's not what we're wanting to see.
No. No.
I mean...
I think they've got to be feeling... Somewhat, they have to be feeling that there's a shift right now, because in every single group, people are just fed up.
Well, Jeremiah said the exact opposite.
Oh.
He said he's particularly noticed in the last year that they have popped off and they're now like their own level of pop culture, kind of like a Kardashian. He's like, before, like people, you know, maybe didn't hear of, they heard of it, but now everyone in the world has, you know, now there's tons of articles in real magazines, like People and Us picking them up, and there's vlogs and podcasts and da-da. He didn't say podcasts, but he was saying all these things. He's like,
it's funny because I think he thinks like our podcast and other ones, like we just started. We're like, ooh, let's get on to this Vanderpump Rules thing. It's like, dude, we've been like, where have you been?
Yeah.
Like you just started.
Yeah. So I don't know. He thinks that they've just popped off onto this new threshold, and both of them believe that.
I mean, I hope they have.
Yeah.
I really, for our sake.
And they both said that they feel like this could go on forever.
That's not true.
So, I mean, good for us.
Yeah.
If we can mentally survive it.
I don't know. I want that too, but I'm really starting to, just hearing other people's feedback, it makes me sad. I mean, if I was, they have to be hearing it too and be a little bit concerned, because the normal, regular viewer that just enjoys reality TV is having to tap out. We are like crazy, I don't even know what you would call us, but we're basically like experts on the show. So we are invested and we watch the show, but other people who just casually watch Bravo shows are tapping out of Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
So I don't know where they're feeling that Kardashian level from.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's more...
I mean, a couple articles in Us Weekly doesn't really mean
or
anything.
Or like People Online or Taco Bell. I think it's like, because they're like pushing it and they're hustling more to get those sponsors.
I guess it is... something that like they are maybe getting articles like a Housewives franchise.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hey, I'm happy for them. I'm honestly concerned. I really am concerned at where it's going. And every week, like this episode in particular, I was like, yes, I paced around the living room for like a solid 10 minutes after this episode. I had to like come down. And that's a good Vanderpump Rules episode when I have to do that and when I'm excited for next week. So I feel like it did its job.
Yeah.
This week I saw there was problems just like always where it's like, why are we seeing this scene? Blech, you know, but
yeah,
not bad.
Okay, you guys, we're going to get right into the episode, but I wanted to tell you last week we did a shout out to Cara Vitamins, but I got it wrong. So you're actually getting 50% off, not 25% off. And I have a different code for you. So I wanted to correct that. And just for you guys that are just maybe hearing this week, maybe you missed last week, What Care Of is a monthly subscription of vitamin service that delivers completely personalized vitamin and supplement packs right to your door. What you take an online quiz and you say what you're into, what you're interested in, what your health goals are, lifestyle choices. It's just a couple minutes. And then these vitamins are catered to exactly like what you're interested in, what your needs are. So everyone's is going to be different, but it's going to give you, you know, whether you're looking for better skin or hair or energy level or just getting more sleep. It's all catered and tailored to what you're interested in or what your needs are. And it's a personalized subscription box. It gets sent right to your door every month with personalized daily packs. I like them because they're in these little individual packs, so they're super handy to just like throw in your purse or suitcase or whatever. So easy for on the go. You don't have to like carry around five different vitamin bottles, which are clunky and always tend to open.
Or the pill container. It's all Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, right?
Yeah, and you feel like you're 89 years old. Yeah. They have an app too, so you can like kind of track your progress with their Care Of app or earn rewards. A portion of their sales go to help provide expectant mothers with prenatal vitamins. So I think that's pretty cool. Guys can check it out. Just go to takecareof.com. That's takecareof.com. Enter code Vanderpump50 and get 50% off your first month through the end of March. They're running this special. So like I said, I had previously said 25%. It's actually 50% off, but do it before the end of March to take advantage of that. So Vanderpump 50, take care of.
Nice.
.com. Thanks. All right. So the episode.
Oh, go ahead.
So the other thing Stassi said on Spidey's podcast or someone's podcast, do you know how much she spent to get OOTD day?
No.
Okay. So I guess to get a national holiday, like create one, mm-hmm. own one, it ranges from $17,000 to $350,000. And she goes, well, I did the low end, the cheapest one. Like, yeah, I mean, like $17,000. Like, I feel like she spent more than that. But she said, no, I did the low end, you know, like the $17,000 option or whatever. But she spent $17,000 to get that. Do you think that's a good value? I mean, it's her brand.
Yeah, I guess it's marketing for herself and her brand. And
oh, because she's going to try and get another one called National Basic Bitch Day.
Oh.
Yeah, so that'll be another $20,000 for that.
Yeah, I guess if you can write it off.
Yeah. Anyways.
Interesting.
So that's how much it costs, in case anyone's interested.
I am.
Who would like to, any of you guys, we will open it up to you if you would like to buy National Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast Day. We're happy to accept that honor.
What I would like to see, you know, Kristen even referenced it in this episode. I'd like to see National Suck a Dick Day.
Yeah.
Like, that's what we all, like, could you imagine? I would celebrate the shit out of that. We could all be like, suck a dick, you know, like it's
at the bars.
That's what we want. Kristen needs to really get on it.
Right? You should tweet that to her.
Yeah. It's true. Like, she should do it. She marked the day. Let's buy it.
Yeah, she even brings that up this episode. All right.
Yeah.
So we start back with where it ended up last week with James crying and yelling and swearing and smoking and doing all these things in front of his boss right after he said he's like calm and he's got his anger controlled.
Yeah, just going crazy.
He's like puffing away right in her face and he's like cursing, crying.
He's like, get me a cigarette. I loved that. And I love that they're really trying to make the alley of Tom happen. Like, I knew it. When Sarah and I were scoping Tom out, I was like, this is a great alley, just like Sir. It's going to be the hot spot, except for they share it with three other businesses.
And we had to, like, walk the plank, allegedly, illegally, several times. But it is. It's like walking the plank past those other restaurants.
Yeah, it's... That has to be like a little public area because it's all the behind all the businesses.
Yeah. And it smells really bad back there.
Like piss.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's right by the dog park. It's gross back there.
Yeah, it's where they all take their dogs. But it's not the dog piss that smells bad. It's human.
It's human piss, yes. And garbage. It's like garbage. Pee. It's just like, it smells very LA.
You still miss it? You're like, yes, I love it.
I love the energy in LA. It's like my favorite.
All right. So anyways, he's just like, I've done so good lately. It's like, what, for 3 days? He said, that bitch, I hate her. I hate her.
He's like, fuck that bitch. I hate her. I'm done.
And he's crying.
How much more can I be pushed down?
Right. I had to sit on toilet paper. You know how embarrassing that was for me?
Oh, I loved that.
Yes, that in fact it was like affecting him.
Yeah. And then even Ken comes over to pipe in. And he's like, every time you flare up. And I immediately was like, flare up? Like that just paints a bad picture for me. The guy's picture like James flaring up. Like, oh, I got a James flare up.
I picture like the Valtrex commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then he like hugs it. Lisa like tells him what a great friend Sandoval's been to him. And then you can tell he feels a little guilty. So they embrace.
And T. Sandy's just giving mad face during the whole thing. He's like standing like half in the doorway of Tom Tom and halfway looking out like tilting his chin down and like giving this a smoldering look.
Like when he
like
would always...
Like a hurt puppy slash...
What he calls pensive.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Like swallowing a little bit, like a real brooding look. And so James kind of takes a deep breath and is like, yeah, okay. And he's like, can I have my brunch with Billy? Can I have the Billy brunch, please? And Lisa's like, yes.
Anything for Billy. Billy? Why, yes, if it's for Billy Lee. Which Katie makes fun of later.
Ugh.
She even called it, like, stupid or lame. Lame, I think. She's like, and then Billy gets her, like, lame brunch. It's like, wow, Katie.
Okay. Yeah, Katie, thanks for being so supportive of other people's, like, ventures at Sir. Thanks.
She's just as empowering as... Lala is to Raquel.
Yes.
So then we go over to Stassi. Again, this is what we need to see.
Yes. Yes, producers. This is what we want to see is Stassi with her little crafting bag with her washi tape and some freaking jewels.
Yeah. And like talking about her book and freaking out. I need an extension. It's like... Relax. I'm quite sure the world will be okay if...
I don't... Like, what do you think about her making Bo do the work?
A little emasculating?
No, like, why can't she do it? Like, she's... Like, she really is not creative. First of all, the stuff that she got out to bedazzle it, like, I was like, that's what you have, like, in your little, like, craft. Like, that's your idea?
Yeah. And it wasn't even... It's like they... put some fur on top and then around her picture. Like, I thought she was going to at least coat it in jewels.
Yes.
You know, like her ranch bottle.
Like, get the glue gun out and get to work. It wouldn't have taken much.
Well, remember when she did Lala's party? She didn't. She made Alex do everything.
But I mean, like, at least have... Like, I wouldn't have cared if she made him do the work if she executed a good idea. But it wasn't a good idea. Like, I don't see how the washi tape went on. Like, I don't even think that would stick well on the bottle. Hmm. not, it just didn't go. I didn't like her color scheme, nothing.
Yeah.
So, yes, Stassi, that is a very basic move. I also thought it was strange that this week they were bedazzling Tito's bottle.
Right.
And last week it was her vag. It's just like bedazzling going on.
And who was wearing... Oh, it might have been a housewife. Someone was wearing like a jean jacket with like bedazzled all like jewels all over it last week. It might have been a housewife. I don't remember. We've just been seeing a lot of bedazzling, bedazzling.
Lisa bejeweling. Was wearing like a blazer that was a little bedazzled at the end of this episode, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So after they bedazzle the bottle, the handle of Tito's, Stassi lets us know that she is feeling stressed by the writing schedule and that she needs to ask her team for an extension. She's nervous to call. Her ears get red, which is one of my favorite sort of Stassi scenes, which I know that like she is actually having to do something because it's like a true, you know, indicator that she's uncomfortable.
That's funny.
And it just brought me back to Pandora's lifestyle website magazine when Stassi was, you know, like up at the pool and she's like, I can't get it done. I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, she couldn't do it. I saw the same look in her eye when she was.
She just kept drinking. And she was drinking in this scene with Bo.
Yes.
They're talking about asking for an extension. And then you hear, like, pop out the champagne to make their Aperol spritz.
I mean, I know that, like, technically, like, she has to go on these trips and stuff. But it's just, like, I liked that the people were, like, on what basis do you need to?
Right. And you could tell her freaking out then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I have no idea what goes into like the date planning and production, but I mean, it's like, I think the world will survive like an extra month without knowing how to be basic. So like, fine, no problem. But
I don't know, but also, I would never ask for an extension. I would do whatever it took to meet what I need to do to show like I'm going to work hard and get something done that I said that I'm going to get done, especially when you know that there are people depending on, okay, it goes to production at this point, this.
I'd probably get it all done and then be like, okay, I'd like to go through it again and like edit and tweak it a little bit, but like send the rough draft of everything.
Right.
And then be like, well, I think we should, you know, re-review it. And maybe that's where the extra time is spent. But you first show your intention by sending everything.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, well, that was boring.
Yep.
So we go over to Sheeners, who is making some bomb ass looking enchiladas. They did actually look good. You didn't think so?
I was horrified by this scene. Like, just horrified. Like, her nails in it, like, everything. I was just dying.
I like enchiladas.
I like enchiladas. That's not how I make them. I don't know. It didn't look... it looked okay. It looked okay.
I mean, they showed a couple different... Like, she'd clearly like taken some out to like pack up for the boys, which was considerate.
Yes, I like that.
It's something we would do.
Mm-hmm.
I, as you know, really enjoyed the cheese down her shirt moment. Everyone on the internet seemed to enjoy that, including Sheena, who retweeted it. But that is something that often happens to myself, I'm sure with you, because of our situation.
Uh-huh.
Shit's always falling down.
Yep.
And you're like either shaking it out or you're like, it's still accessible.
Yeah.
So stars are just like us.
Yep.
Anyways. Adam's there. Did you notice when Katie did come in and Adam's going to make a drink? She's like, put a lot of tequila in mine. Like, whoa.
She said that? Oh, yeah. I didn't catch that.
Yeah, it was like, it was easy to miss, but I specifically heard it. I was like, wow, okay. Good for you, Katie.
What was Katie wearing?
I mean, isn't that just what a question... An internal question.
Like, at first I was like, oh, she's wearing like a black t-shirt. Oh, no, it's not a black t-shirt. It's like a t-shirt with like the sleeve missing with fringe or something. Like, what was going on there? Like,
I'm immune. I don't even notice anymore unless it's a purple Barney Teletubby outfit.
Oh, man.
But that is like just a standing question.
Yeah.
What is Katie wearing? It's like Vanderpump Rules, dot, dot, dot. What is Katie wearing?
Yes.
That should be like the subtitle.
I wrote in my notes right here that I have a Katie meme coming up. I need to go back through like 3 weeks of episodes. Katie keeps doing this certain look, and it is like, remember when Tom was yelling at her last week in the alley saying like, "You're a bully." And she like drops her head and does like the slow blink. Yeah. Like she's like reflecting and like,
well, like she's a wounded bird.
Yeah. Like she's like, she got stung a little bit. She's like, "Gung."
Yeah.
It's her new look, dude. She did it like 3 times in this scene. She did it like, it's like, it's her go-to thing where it's like, ding. It's like, okay, Katie,
like her pouty look. Her,
did you take a little class and they showed you how to do that? Like it's
pucker and pouty look.
Yeah. It's like, ooh, let me look down. That makes it look like I'm doing something.
Speaking of classes.
Basic.
Did you watch What Happens Live?
Yes.
Someone took a class. Someone got a stern talking to, scolding to, coaching, PR agent. Someone is finally listening on how to do shit right and to gain supporters instead of pissing off the ones that you had.
He killed it.
He killed it.
He killed it. And I mean, I thought he did better than half of the cast members that have been on. Like, he just did not miss a beat.
Nope.
Was
positive,
pleasant to watch, and energetic. And
I mean, held his tongue. Like, do you think Lala's marriage will last? Yeah. I was like, oh my God, you know, that killed him to say that.
He behaved for Andy. He only said one bad word, you know, and got the little stern look, but both of them did.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I was like, ooh, okay.
And see, James, if you'd been doing that, you know, we don't always want you like that. We still want you to be you. But like, you don't have to take it so far, because the people out there would be demanding more James Kennedy if you didn't like backtrack on, you know, when you make a mistake, cool, it's great TV. But then, you know, when you backtrack, just keep it at that or be sincere. Don't then like backtrack again.
Yes.
So a little more of this.
It's nothing that Jax doesn't do, though. Jax is the same effing thing.
Yes, true.
So did you see Jax's whole breakdown about the lady trying to go to all of his sponsors about him not being in the Navy?
No.
Oh, my God.
Is this on Twitter or something?
Yes. Okay, we won't talk about that. I'll pause it and I'll show you. And then we'll talk about it at the end or something. Because it's, you will die. No, it's like I have to tell you stuff, like off the thing.
Okay.
But if... by any chance you are listening to this podcast, the girl who Jax attacked, please contact us. Our phone number is 805-VANDER-8, or like, I will straight up give you my personal cell phone. Message us, Vanderpump Rules Party at gmail.com. Get in touch with us. We would love to have you on the podcast. Like, I'm dying to know.
Well, don't you have her handle?
What the? From the... She deleted. She deleted
her
it.
Her account.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I tried. I was going to message the shit out of her and be like, what do we have to do to get you on? Like,
oh, so he really like destroyed her.
He put it up to be like, do what you want to her, to all of his people.
Oh, my God.
Well, apparently she was trying to destroy him. Like, she messaged all of his sponsors saying that he did stolen valor and that he didn't actually serve and all this stuff. And he posted a picture up saying that his dad was so proud of him and blah, blah, blah. But I got the impression that that lady wasn't calling into question that he had been in the service. She was calling into question what Stassi many times has called into question. It's like, I think everyone's forgotten about that. Stassi has said it numerous times on her podcast. Kristen has said it. There is some sort of little question mark over Jax and his service.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what it sounded like. This girl had some sort of evidence, and she went to the producers at Bravo. She went to Evolution Media and all of his sponsors to say, like, she like went after him.
Well, like what everyone did to Stassi after her troublesome.
Yes.
And it worked.
Yes.
So I don't see why what this gal did is any different than what everybody else did to Stassi. Like, if he did something.
Well, he's saying he didn't. He said he didn't. So he's saying that she's attacking him for no reason.
Oh.
And, but that's what I'm just saying. Like, I'd like to know what her reason was, you know, because obviously she feels strongly about something. I'd like to know what it is. But no, he's threatening to sue her and everything.
We spread the word in the Navy SEAL community. So there's a lot of people that know.
He had got a ton of support online. I was shocked. I mean, thousands and thousands of people in the service saying, thanks for your service. We're with you. Blah, 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 blah. Like all these people mentioning, you know, where they were from and everything, which I 100% support all of that. But we're talking about Jax here. So I think it's fair to have some questions.
Because he even said on that Watch What Crappens cameo, he's like, they're like, isn't it weird hanging out with like Stassi and Kristen and Rachel with Brittany? And he's like, I dated Stassi 12 years ago. 12 years. And Ronnie was like, 12 years ago, or however you said it. He's like, this show's only been on 7. Like, how could you have dated her like 12 years ago? Like, he, you know, and just like the Channing Tatum story and how Sandoval said, no, dude, he probably, if anything, they shared one night in a model apartment, but he made it like, yeah, he said he was his roommate, or the Lindsay Lohan thing, or there's something else Jax was just busted on too, that he said he exaggerated like the whole length, like timing of it. He made something that was like, I think it was a job or something, and it was like a couple days, but he said it was like a 6-month gig, you know, and he was busted on it.
Well, so that's what a couple of people were chiming in, because no one could get a hold of the lady who originally said what she said, but everyone's just like, when exactly did you serve? What were the years? Because people, like, normally you say, oh, I served 4 years or 3 years.
Yeah.
All he gave was, it was in 1999 that he was in. But he never gave his end date, which everyone's like, that doesn't, like, you have to say when, what your service was, because there really is such a thing as stolen valor. And there is, you know, like, people do try to just go in and like do the camp or whatever, and then they're like, oh, I was in the service, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what people were like, just, I guess there's some little form he could show to say when he was in there, and he wouldn't show that, but he said he gave it to his attorney. So
I mean, I feel like I've seen things that, like, proof he does manufacture proof, but that I do believe he was in the Navy in Virginia.
Oh, I do too. I just think that,
but not for the whole time.
I don't think that he, well, I'm not going to comment on it, but
wouldn't he talk about it a lot more if he truly did like your 4 years? That's a big part of your youth, you know, like, you think he would talk about it more, but I don't know.
I don't think you have to or anything. And I don't know. The whole thing is just obviously really got to him, though. So I enjoy that.
Yeah. Huh. Well, it'll be interesting to see.
But I could not believe how many people were like, I didn't know you were in the service. It's like, how do you not know that? And then I guess according to his Wikipedia page, it says he was there 4 years, but he won't confirm that anywhere else.
Yeah, and anybody can.
And I think he wrote that, you know, or he had someone write it. So that's the big rumbling right now.
Well, it doesn't seem like it would be that hard to prove. So just prove it.
Yeah.
Be done with it. Anyways.
It'd be really funny if something did come out that the lady was right or something.
Well, she may have, like, inside intelligence.
It sounds like she might have had something that really pissed him off. Like, why would you get pissed if someone was telling a lie about you? Then you would just say, oh no, this is what I did, and there would be no problem.
I'd be like, nope, so I served this date to this date.
He's obviously embarrassed about something, and something got to him that he doesn't want us to know, that like maybe he just like drove people around, or, you know, like whatever it is that he did.
Another embellishment.
Yes.
Well, I mean, see how he said he was a Navy SEAL, which he was not. But because I think part of the job he had in Virginia, he would sometimes be in situations with them where he did have to drive them someplace.
Right.
Yeah.
But he like straight up did pretend to be.
Yeah. He told everyone that.
Yeah. And he had the sticker on his car,
which
they blur out in season 1.
But
I think it was actually all the way on until season 3.
Yeah. Stassi said this many times on her podcast.
So yes.
We're not saying anything that they haven't said themselves.
Nope.
So I love when Kristen enters Sheena's. She like literally like stumbles in like an awkward giraffe. She's like, blah, 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 blah. Classic.
And I don't think that she's acting, because if let's say that I'd never
seen, like Kramer.
If I had never seen, yes, good one. That's a, you should do a side by side meme of that. That's funny, of him coming in the door the way he does, and right. then her coming in the door.
That's a good one.
Very good. If I had never seen her filming and walking down the sidewalk, I can post the video that I have of her walking down the sidewalk. She walks like that. It's the like it's yeah. it's a sight to behold. Like you're
the clomping she does later. And
yes.
Sir. Yeah.
I mean, you know, I started like I wrote in my notes too. I'm like, oh my God. And then later when she walks into Lisa, I'm like, dude. But then I thought,
it's like she doesn't move her shoulders or something.
I got up and I thought, and I like stood up and I'm like, okay, I'm going to pretend like I'm being filmed right now. And I'm going to see how I would walk to Lisa. And it was like just as bad. Like, I don't know how I would do it naturally either, but I looked like a douche too. Like, you know, like it's, maybe it's hard to walk. I don't know. Like,
or it's like she's practicing with like a book on her head or something. Walking.
It's like she's like walking like sexy, but then it doesn't work or something. It's like,
yeah, it reminded me of Lurch.
It's like a, I didn't know what that was.
From Adam's Family, the butler.
I don't,
You never watched that?
I mean, I have. I don't know who Lurch is.
Oh, well, I posted a video.
Oh, I didn't see.
Yeah, and a meme.
Oh.
I had him up all last night. That's shocking.
Yeah. I don't
know who Lurch is. Do you know who, like, Uncle Fester is?
I mean, I know the name.
This guy? Oh, look, he's there with Uncle Fester.
Okay, show me.
Lurch is the tall guy.
Oh.
Uncle Fester is the bald guy.
Okay.
Doesn't ring a bell, huh? He's a butler and he walks around like this. You know, kind of like a zombie.
Uh-huh.
But like, because I was trying to study her walk and it's like she doesn't move her upper, her arms are flailing, but like her whole torso is just like frozen. And then she's like clomp, clomp, clomp.
Someone in our group wrote today and I was like, I almost like dropped my phone. They're like, Kristen walks in like a linebacker. You know, she's like a linebacker. Like, you know, when they wear yes. heels, like as a joke, and they're like trying to like that. Oh, yeah. That's what she looks like.
Yes.
It's like dung, 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 dung with the like the wide shoulders. And not that she has wide shoulders, but
yeah,
it's totally, it's like that silhouette.
Yeah. And like clomps in like Herman Munster or Lurch or something yeah. like that, where it's like, I didn't tag her because I didn't want her to be like, I'm not comparing your looks or anything like that. He's very tall too, but it's just like the way, the walk. And I'm not saying she looks like a dude or anything walking, but it is. It's like clomp, clomp, clomp. And then like just the mannerism of it. It's just funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's kind of Kramerish.
That's funny.
So I like that. I love that she brings a bag of stuff. Like they just broke up. She's like, here's your guys' stuff.
And it's like in a Victoria's Secret bag. Like it was funny.
Yeah, Sheena's face is like, oh, you're getting your stuff back.
And Stassi's and Katie's face. Like, can you put it over there by the door?
Katie sounded drunk this whole time. She was like talking slower than normal and slurry. Okay, can I talk to you? Like
she's like, and then once again they have to be like, we made the trek over here. It's
oh yeah,
geographically undesirable.
She's like, I mean, it's beautiful, but why?
Why?
Why? It's like, oh, yes, because your view is fantastic, Katie.
Yeah, you look like you live in a prison.
Right.
And then,
I've seen better looking prisons.
And then then sorry, you threw me off with that comment. I'm trying to recover right now. Oh, and then they're like, hey, is this yours and Adam's coming out party? Do you have a drawer here?
Right.
It was like,
oh. No, but I have some of my stuff in his place.
Oh my gosh. And Adam, every time like he's in a scene, he looks like he's just trying to like disappear into himself. Like he's so uncomfortable and his eyes are always like, and he's like going backwards, like into himself. I don't, that works no. really well on a podcast, but I'm going backwards right now for Sarah. I'm like,
like a possum. Like, yeah, he does. Actually, that's a really good description.
Or like, we took Ronnie to the tide pools. And you know, when you touch those little things and like they go.
Oh yeah. The sea anemones or yeah, whatever.
That's Adam. He's like, Sheena's like, hey, Adam. And he's like, Yeah.
Yeah, like when she says, she's like, so I'm going to have to stay at your place tomorrow night. He was like,
yeah. It's like, Adam, where'd you go?
He like literally said nothing. And she's like, Anne, I need you to be my date. He says nothing.
Yeah. She's like, this is the best relationship I've ever had. Like, we're not committed. It's, we both want that. And it's like, you touch him, he goes. Okay. So now we have Katie and Kristen having a heart to heart outside. I love Sheena's outdoor space. I'm loving the scenes out there.
Yeah.
Love it. Okay. So this was the dumbest makeup fight I've ever seen. Like it was so quick. They're like, okay, we're cool. Like,
yeah. She's like, Kristen tells Katie she was an asshole. Katie's like, yeah, because your boyfriend was a dickhole. And Kristen makes a brilliant point. Do you know how many times your husband's been a dickhole? And then they like, you know, montage it.
Yeah. But then she's like, Katie just said that. But then she's like, we're not talking about.
Exactly. We're not I have that on my next line. I'm like, wait a minute. You just brought up like, Carter.
Like you started it, but then she can't talk about.
Oh, don't talk about Tom.
It literally was what the fight. Like the fight was about Carter. He needed to be brought up. And it, like she made
we're
a.
We're not talking about the men.
God,
what? I don't understand. You just said that's our like, boyfriend's a
that
dick.
Would totally happen to me in an argument. Like I'd be ready to go with all my points, and then someone would say, "You can't talk about that," and I'd be like, "What?" But that's like
you can't talk about Tom.
Like all my points were based on that. Like now I can't right. argue.
God, please don't let it be about Tom.
No.
Yeah, that she made no sense. I was like, wait, what? Another Katie hypocrisy. Oh, Katie. The other thing I notice, okay, and this isn't a complaint because I think she always looks good in these shorts, but has there been a single episode where Stassi has not been in her baggy jean shorts? Like every day she wears them. And I get it. They look comfortable. Like it's her go-to OOTD. But I'm going to go back and check every episode and count.
I didn't notice the biggie.
Biggie.
The biggie jean shorts in this one. I noticed the biggie white shorts. Yeah. Like she was like wearing some granny white shorts that were not flattering. Yeah. She loves a short.
So, yeah. I mean, she's always on her IG stories in them. I mean, it's like, I don't know if she has like 15 pair of them or if it's just the same ones. That's fine because I love to wear the same thing every single day. In fact, Ariana, I just watched her story like an hour ago and she's like, does everyone realize that I wear the exact same pants every single day? And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, again.
Don't we all?
Just
yes.
like us. Mm-hmm. So I'm not hating it. I'm just commenting. She's worn it in every episode. So just an observation. So, yeah, this is when Katie's like, James is DJing. Billy has that lame ass brunch or whatever. And Kristen's like, I don't get it. I told Diana to suck a dick 5 years ago. And he gets to do brunch.
Did you notice that when she was saying that, everyone was trying to not look at her? Like... Sarah and I just spent, when was it that we had, like, our little happy hour night? And it's always funny being around someone who's, like, a little bit drunker than the rest of the group. And, like, they'll start saying something, and then other people are talking in the group. So you're trying to be respectful and listen to what they're saying. But then you're also trying to, like, look and be part of the entire conversation. Mm-hmm. But it comes off as, like, this awkward energy because it's, like, that person's talking over everyone loud and not listening to a thing.
Right.
And then there's, like, other people talking, and you're, like, panicking, like, okay. You know, and, like, you just want them to, like, spit it out. Okay, yeah. Suck a dick day like that's like they were trying
hurry up so I can hear the rest of the story.
Yes,
I freak out at like my family. I'll go into spaz mode and be like one at a time because I can't do it. Like people just start talking over each other but they're both looking at you and I'm like I literally can't listen to both of you at the same time
right
with two different stories. But that's exactly what was happening and I was doing the same thing. It's like and sometimes you want to hear one story more than the other, but then you're already engaged in the one.
Yeah, but I felt like no one really wanted to hear the suck a dick thing, which Kristen, I heard you and I think that you should have your own day. So I heard it. But I did love, like, everyone. Sheena was giving good face. Stassi was giving good face. Katie, I just saw her dumb sleeve and I was distracted. But this was a cute scene. Also, I have in my notes that Sheena's confessional look in this moment, like when they kept going back to that yellow dress, I was obsessed. I thought she looked so good. It was like this yellow, like satiny material, and it came like higher on her, like up, you know, like a higher neckline. She looked so good. She's always doing such a plunge.
Yeah,
she looked so great with a higher neckline. The color looked amazing on her. It was the first look that I've seen her where I was like, whoa, there we go, Sheena.
Don't remember it.
It was cute.
So that was about it. Hey, since we're talking about enchiladas and food, should we talk about our sponsor?
Let's talk about it.
All right, you guys.
I'm hungry right now. Let's talk about it.
We have talked about these guys before, but it's Every Plate. Every Plate is owned by HelloFresh. They also own Green Chef. So you guys, I'm sure, are familiar with one of those three. But what Every Plate is, it offers a delivery meal kit service. It's cheaper and healthier than takeout or delivery and other types of, you know, things like that. You know, if you're looking at other dinner options like $10 a serving, Every Plate offers chef design recipes every week from only $4.99 a serving. So the recipes are easy. They come together in around 30 minutes. It saves you a trip to the grocery store and also having to purchase more than what you need. That happens to me all the time. All my vegetables go bad and it drives me insane. So this way, you know, they give you exactly what you need and you don't waste any food. I don't know, just a way to enjoy. Like, I got this for my mom because she was just complaining. She hates to cook. But her biggest problem is she never knows what to make. And so she's got to find something, go through her like 19,000 recipe books and figure out what she wants to make, then plan it out what she needs. Because, you know how mothers are. They have like everything, but then they don't have everything. Or they'll have like spices, but the spices have been in there for like 17 years.
Oh, God.
And so anyway, she's got to figure out what she needs. She's got to go to the store, buy it, come back, and then cook it. And she doesn't enjoy cooking. So I was like, you know what? It was her birthday. I'm like, this would be easy. She doesn't have to figure out what to make because she'll eat pretty much, you know, most everything.
Yeah. And I like that it's always something that like I would never put together myself. Like usually if I'm putting something together, it's like pretty bland, you know, it's like, oh, taco night or something like that.
Basic bitch. Like, yeah.
Yeah. You know, just like something I'm never experiencing with like a new, like herb or something, you know, because I don't know. So I like that sometimes they add in like a different flair that I wouldn't have tried before.
Yeah, and usually made like, I'm going to make honey glazed butter, sweet potatoes.
And sometimes it gets boring. Eating gets boring because you're like, you have the same thing all the time. And so it's kind of fun to try something new. And the first time that I tried this particular meal kit, I was like, they did not give me enough food. This is not going to work.
Yeah.
It was like too precise. You know, I'm like, I'm going to mess this up. And it wasn't. And it was just the right amount of food. So I really liked that.
Yeah. So, I don't know, it's a fun way to try new recipes without, and it's a good way to learn to cook if you're not comfortable in the kitchen. It's like step-by-step directions. And then, like Holly just said, I'm constantly like, what do I feel like? And I'll run through things in my head. And like, I'm like, no, no, no. And then I just run out of ideas. So then I just don't eat, which is not a problem. But then you don't eat so long and then you're starving and then you overeat.
Yes.
So anyways, you guys
story
can try
of my
it out.
Life.
Our listeners can get 6 free meals across your first 3 weeks and free shipping on your first delivery when you go to everyplate.com and enter code Vanderpump6. So everyplate, everyplate.com and enter Vanderpump6. You'll get 18 full meals for $3.33 a piece, just like James 333 for the 2-person plan. Or 36 full meals for $4.16 a piece for the 4-person plan. So I got the 2-person plan. Holly got the 4-person plan. So it's perfect. It's nice how you can cater it around that way. It's flexible and, you know, you can put it on hold when you need to. You can just try it out. You can subscribe. So very flexible. Check it out.
and thanks for listening. And now we're both hungry.
Yeah.
All right. So
I've been thinking about Chronic Taco, which is right down the street from you, but I never come early enough.
Yeah, it's closed, I'm sure.
Yep.
So we go over to James. I like, this is kind of a boring scene, but I liked when he's like, Katie's trying to sieve me out. I thought, I'm really digging your vocab lately, James.
Yeah.
Got it. I'm sure most of the cast doesn't even know what that is. So Raquel is like, you know, she's disappointed too. She was excited to finally get to go on a trip besides Big Bear. And like, and then she blames it on like, she doesn't have any friends. And she was really, I'm like, really, Raquel, you're 23. Are you really dying to hang out with like the almost 40 something gals? I mean, they're
this
not. This
was a bummer scene for me because I was like, really, Raquel, like, they have been terrible to James and to you.
And to you.
And you are still wanting to be on the show more.
Well, that's, I mean, that's, let's be honest. Like, she wanted to go on the trip and she wants to be friends with the girls because that gets her more airtime. And, you know, that they all want more airtime. So there's really no shame in that game. It's just,
it was crazy to hear her admit it though. It was like, whoa, I don't know. Like, yeah. I guess I was like dreaming that she didn't really care about being on the show, but boy, did she deliver some like great scenes coming up. Like, she has really been working with an acting coach or something. Because some of her pauses and stuff like that, I was like, dude, go Raquel.
Well, and again, we're going to see another, once again, another cowardly scene by Lala that just, she hurls out another insult, storms off. She does it twice. She does it to Raquel and to Billie Lee. And it's like, can you just stay there? And to, like, and the second anyone starts talking back, I like, she claps in their face and is like, I didn't say you could speak now, or she'll run off. It's like,
yeah.
Yeah, it'd be great to have an argument or pop off like Lala. It's like, well, how easy is that when all you do is just like hurl out what you want to say and then just run off like a little baby? It's like, anyone can do that.
Yeah.
She's like a big talker.
Totally.
But so then they flash over to, speaking of, cleaning menus. And we know this is a scripted scene. Because those menus have never been cleaned.
I have that exact same thing in my notes. I was like, cleaning glasses and menus, well, that's, they don't ever really do that. Yeah. And they really do need to be cleaned.
Scripted, fake.
Yes.
They really do need to be cleaned.
And I was so grossed out by Ariana being like, cleaning the little, like, what did she say? Little.
Something sticky.
It was just gross. It was like, ew. It made me think of like people's like disgusting like lip stuff on the glasses.
That gets like baked on there from the dishwasher.
Yuck.
Yeah. So yeah, that's really nothing. But then this is when we get Kristen stomping in, and like there's heavy music too. She's like clomp, 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 but the music's like dun, dun, dun. Like it's not like I'm in LA, LA, LA. It's more like boom, boom. It's like dark, heavy music.
It was kind of like Jaws is all dun dun.
Yeah.
Dun 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 dun.
So she tells Lisa how she feels. She's starting to think Lisa's warming up to her, but then everything Lisa says, she's like, no, I didn't invite you. No, I don't want you here. No, I think you're crazy. No, get off my foot. You trod on my foot.
Oh my gosh. That was so.
And then she keeps like awkwardly kissing her. It's like, stop. Stop kissing.
Yes.
It was. You tried, it failed. Don't try again.
You probably don't remember watching this. Like, I'm a psycho and just watched it recently with Ronnie. But the movie Robin Hood, like the cartoon.
don't recall.
when Robin Hood and like the little bear, they're trying to like trick the king into, they're like stealing his gold to give it to the poor, and they like kiss his hand with his rings and they kiss it off of his finger. They're like, and then like they take the rings off with their mouth. Uh-huh. And he's like all like appalled, like after like the, it's like Lisa Vanderpump is getting kissed by Kristen. And you know,
she's like grabbing her earrings off her ears in her mouth like,
yes.
Oh, I'll pawn these later.
She's all, I'm just like Lisa Vanderpump. Tiny waist, big tits. What did she say?
Yeah, she did. She's like, I'm just channeling you, Lisa. Tiny waist, big
That's exactly what she said.
Lisa's like, like she did.
Yeah,
she did like an Adam. She's a.
You're comparing yourself to me now, are you, darling?
Oh man.
But I mean, that is Lisa, and yeah, Kristen too.
Yeah. Yeah, it she, is.
God, they love that look, that whole cast, that plunging, you know, like when Kristen went to pick up her mail in her DVR box.
I saw that Kristen caught a bunch of shit for what she was wearing, too. Like, people were like, put a blazer on or something. I thought she couldn't have looked better, but it was a lot. Her tits were out and everything was out.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to meet like your ex-boss slash still kind of current producer boss.
I felt like she was
in
like
the middle of the day.
I felt like she thought like this was her moment, and she was thinking back to the iconic moments with Lisa that have been on film. You have Brittany in her tiny romper.
Yeah.
You have Stassi crawling back, you know, in her outfits. And I think that she was like, fuck it, I'm going to go for it.
Yeah.
And make this, like, I'm going to look as good as I can for this scene. It's going to be iconic, but it ended up just being like really awkward.
Yeah. Well, she's got to put it out there. She's breaking up with
Carter. And then another thing, did Lisa like really have to like outfit shame her and then turn around and be like, Sheena, you look beautiful today. Like, her tits were out too. Like, her everything was just like as much was exposed on Sheena. Yeah, she's like, Sheena, you look stunning.
Oh,
yeah.
She's like, so chic. And didn't Sheena say something like Forever 21? She's like, gorgeous.
It's like, what? The heck?
Wet seal.
Yeah. Charlotte Russe. Oh, man.
Oh, okay. So the doctor.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I was screaming this at the screen.
Boobs in a tiny way. Sorry.
Like, Brittany, you don't have an allergy. You have an ulcer. You have a drinking problem. That's the problem.
Wait, really quick. I'm sorry. Just back to the Kristen scene really quick. What about the fact like that Lisa just like boldface lied to her about like not inviting her to the Daily Mail party and then like really kind of danced around inviting her to the next party too? That was kind of shocking to me. It's like, Lisa, you hate her so much, like just own it right in front of her. Like,
yeah,
you know, she was ready for it. I just thought it was strange. She's like, I had nothing. I invited no one.
Right.
And it's like, wait, like we like, why didn't they do a flashback to that scene where they're like, Kristen Doty is not allowed.
Right. Right.
I guess she didn't invite, but she did like bar, like say, you are not allowed, like X over Kristen Doty.
Right. Exactly.
I thought that was weird. Like, she fully denied it.
And like, what kind of table? Like, we've been to Tom Tom. Like, there's, I mean, we sat at the biggest table.
But it must,
like,
it has to be that one. That's what I was visualizing.
But they have like more friends than that, like, because they're going to have to invite. So you got Katie and Ariana, obviously, then Stassi and Bo, then Jeremy and his you know, plus one with Rachel or whatever, and I don't mean Rachel or whatever, but you know, like, if I don't know if she went, or was it Edmund or was it just Jeremy, whatever, but I mean, I guess, and then Kristen and Carter, but it still seems like, you know, then they've got Brad by Brad, they've got Logan, you know, although he's probably working, you know what I mean, it seems like
they have John Blizzard,
they've got those like core hanger-on people, Janet, you know what I mean, like Sheena, like, so was there enough room for Kristen and Carter? I mean, if they only got one table's not that big.
Yeah. Lala, Rand,
right, of course they're gonna invite them.
Yeah, no, it's not, but she's trying, they're just thinking, yeah, that we're all dumb,
right?
So
so we'll count the chairs next time.
Yeah. We'll get the table numbers for everyone.
All right. So, Brittany?
Brittany, yes, we're at the doctor.
And here, I wish she would look like this more often. I think she looks her best with, like, no makeup.
She did look really cute.
Yeah.
I have in my notes, too, that, like, this... I really enjoyed Brittany this episode.
Yeah. Holly and I were talking last night and we both
which was
were,
shocking
like, seeing it. And I was like, I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone because last week I liked Jax and this week I like Brittany. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I'm not sure I'm comfortable with this, but like, I really enjoyed Brittany's this episode, especially during the whole Lala thing coming up. But yeah, And I thought she looked cute here. And she looks best natural. But, you know, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
People say that to me all the time, that how stunning I am naturally.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I just like to keep I like the to makeup be done on. Up.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't say that, by the way. Even my mother doesn't say that. So, anyways, so she seems very freaked out and horrified at the thought of like not being able to drink in general, but especially in Mexico. Like, now, wouldn't you just maybe start the pills once you got back from Mexico? Or is it like so bad and like
it's so bad,
dangerous that
yes,
she can't wait another day?
I mean, I guess it would depend on like how bad it is for her. If she can handle it, then do it. But it sounded like it was serious.
Yeah. Yeah. The doctor's face did not look, he was not laughing.
Yeah.
Thing is, I got this Mexico trip and he's just like, no.
Because it just, I guess like if you are affecting your health, like it just sounds stupid. Like it's hurting your body. Like, do you need to party that badly?
And Jax even said it again. Where is this coming from, Jax? But he's like, it's just not worth it. It's not worth it. It's like, okay, who are you? But it does explain why they both smoke a ton of pot. But she, you know, she's still drinking now because you know what he said at South by Southwest? Everyone's like, where's Brittany? He's like, oh, she's in the hotel room puking. She's super hungover. She got in a fight with whiskey last night and whiskey won. So like, she's still doing the same thing.
Ugh, I don't
know. I'm cured, y'all.
Yeah. And there was just something so bizarre about Jax being like, well, she is my fiance and I do want her around for a long time. I got the creepiest vibe from him when he said that. He does not want her around for a long time. You know he doesn't. And like it was just like it was borderline bone chilling when he said that. It was like being on Haunted Mansion at Disney and they're like, come back. I don't know. I do not trust Jax. And he was very eager to want to pick up her prescription. He's like, did you call in the prescription? I'll go get it. Do you want me to go get it? I'll just stay here. I'll go get it. Like, why do you want to go get it so bad, Jax? Are you going to switch it with something?
Like switch pills.
Yeah. What are you doing?
like it's going to be like the Lifetime movie where they're always poisoning him with, not arsenic, but it's some kind of metal. Or maybe it's arsenic where you slowly do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it takes a while, but it's excruciating.
Yeah. And the person's like health just declines. They're like, I don't know what's going on. And then they have to rely on that person more.
It's well, yeah. Or they'll go to the hospital and then their levels will get better. But then they go home and then they go.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Scary.
and the character is always like, here, I made you some soup.
Yeah. Here. And like the person's like, thank you. Yeah. Drinking more.
So then they're talking about, they're back home and they're talking about the engagement party and he's like, we got to get Coors Light for sure. She's like, honey, they don't have that. They only have like fancy beer.
Yeah.
Okay, here's where I'm going to agree with Jax a little bit because as I told you previously, I have been to this place and there really is. I mean, I might feel differently today than when I ate there a long time ago, but like there really was like nothing to eat. Like we had a bowl of four leaf clovers that they picked from the stream. So when he's like, there's nothing here to eat. There's nothing here. I like, I'm going to say he's probably not wrong.
Your taste buds must have really changed. Cause now you like that shit now. Like you don't mind a vegetarian menu.
Oh, I've always been mostly vegetarian. It's just like, This is vegan. So this is before vegan was a thing. It's always been a hippie vegan place. And that I was like, I'm vegetarian. Like I like cheese and eggs and dairy and da da da. And so for me just to have, and it's not like salad. I love salad. I love vegetables. But this were legitimately like four leaf clovers. It was like, hey, I'm not kidding. It was, and Kaya too. We were both like, and we've both been vegetarians for like, you know, on and off, but we're both like, it wasn't bad. It's just like, this is it. It was just odd. But this is also before the big vegan craze. So now it's quite normal everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
but still not that normal. It's still a pretty like raw, like super raw, like you're a super trooper vegan person that goes here.
Right.
But I'm sure they probably have special event menus.
I'm sure.
I mean, because I definitely did not see the option for a mashed potato bar. I don't even think there was a mashed potato on the menu or a potato. Because then you would have had to put like, if they had a potato, it would have been like served with soy butter.
I've done an event with a mashed potato bar and it's amazing.
It really made me want
potato, mashed potato. Yeah.
I haven't had a potato in so long. In fact, I was at the store after. Okay. So I watched it early in the early feed on the sauna. And then I stopped at the store afterwards and I was just looking at the bag of potatoes like, I really fucking want you right now. And I'm like, don't do it.
Yeah.
But I did. Because all I could think about is like, oh, I wonder what's in that bar. Like sour cream and chives and butter and cheese. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah. I hate how our dieting goes through like making us hate foods.
Yeah.
Or like being scared of them. Like, I don't know how, like I've been scared of like fruit. Now I'm scared of potatoes, or you know, it's like all these things where it's like it's just like a mind f. Like I even catch myself like saying to Ronnie like, oh no, I'm like, oh shit, like she's a kid, like she can have whatever she wants, but
yeah,
it's like these fads like come in and we're like, oh no, I can't have that, or
yeah,
hate that.
Yeah, Julia messaged today, she's like, you know that chicken salad I told you I really like from E-Bar at Nordstrom or whatever? Uh-huh. She's like, it has 26 grams of fat, and I'm like, oh well, that'd be great for me. You know, but I can't have the pasta. But you know what I mean? Like she's in the old mindset of like, oh, it has all this fat.
Uh-huh.
But like I'm in the mindset of like, oh, that's good then. The more fat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's like it just depends where your head's at.
Yeah. Or what program you're doing or whatever. Yeah. It's crazy.
But I mean I told her, I'm like, you have to read the labels, because like what sounds like something that would be a 4 or 5, you know, let's say potato salad or egg salad or deviled eggs. If you go, like, sometimes look at those deviled eggs at Albertsons that are pre-made,
mm-hmm.
and you would expect the ingredients to say eggs, mayo, mustard, paprika,
uh-huh.
maybe salt and pepper. Oh, no, it's like 45 ingredients of sodium bicarbonate, diphosphate, blah, blah, blah. It's like all these extra sugars and ingredients and like, it's crazy. So like the carb content is really high when it shouldn't be.
Right.
And it's like all those store-bought or restaurant, like they're adding all these things to it, when if you just made it at home you could still have something good but avoid all that shit.
Anyways. Isn't that just the I hate that.
Yeah.
Be prepared and make it at home, friends. Yeah.
Meal prep.
Yeah.
I always carry a little baggie of 8
almonds,
unsalted raw almonds.
It'll take that appetite right away.
It's a super delicious.
It expands in your stomach and you're full.
Yeah.
Okay.
I only like almonds for the shit on them. I suck it off and then I spit out the almond.
Really?
You know, like the smoky coating or something.
Oh. I was like, ew, do you take like the skin off and you're like, yum.
Actually, I don't really like almonds. I like skinless almonds. I like Mercona almonds and I like blanched almonds. So yes, ideally I would like to take the skin off.
Shit, I don't think I know what either one of those things are that you just said.
Oh, they're so good.
Oh.
Yum. I do wash the... what I'll do is I'll suck the salt or the smoky flavor off and then give them to the squirrels so that they're not getting the salt content, but they're getting the almond.
Oh.
So they kind of... We meal share.
Yeah, like Alicia Silverstone.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Or Stassi and Bo.
Right. With a hamburger. So...
Okay, wait, what about they were in the studio?
Yeah. Shantu.
Now, Shantu is the one that Lala fired after Sheena made a song with him. Do you remember that? Like with Sheena, Sheena worked with him and then Lala was like, I'm not working with him anymore. I fired him.
Oh, I don't remember that. Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
I thought Lala sounded great. The song sounds really good. That's coming out. Stassi and Ariana stop by and poor Ariana has to talk about when she was in the studio and doing like the robotic voice where she's all, I think that I want to be with you, but
it was so awful.
Yes.
Yeah. In the stew.
This is when Lala tells us that it's a luxury to be friends with her. And she's just like super violent and, you know, sitting there. And even when Stassi and Ariana are horrified with your behavior, you know that you maybe are taking it too far. She's like, she's taking a note from Stassi's book where she's like, I want to rip his face off.
Right.
Drip it in oil, burn it to the core, yeah, and put it on a steak and eat it.
Yeah, if I was Stassi, I'd be like, really, bitch?
Yeah.
That's my shtick.
Yes. And I thought that that was kind of in her face, actually. I was like, ooh, this is awkward.
Yeah. So what do you think? So, like, we go to brunch and everyone's working there. Like, so it made me think, because Brittany's working there. So Brittany's never had a problem working with James, just Katie. Even though they had their thing.
Yeah.
Just thought, I wonder if, like, did Brittany go back up Katie, like, me too? Or, like, I don't want to work with him either. Or she just, like, suck it up? Because she seemed to be fine with.
Yeah, she seemed to, you know, show that she had a problem at the meeting. But that's the last time we really saw any fight out of her.
Yeah.
But I, this whole brunch scene just had me, like, LOLing. Like, Billy has never been at that front podium being welcoming to people. Like, she's like, hello, welcome to the brunch. Come on in. Right. Oh, here's open seating in the lounge. You can get an app there. Like, she has never.
No one's ever said that to us anyways,
the brunch,
the way.
There's like, you can, it's like, you can feel the wind whipping through that bill. It's like, whoosh, because there's no one there. Right. And, like, and no one talks.
And then once you're sitting down, you might see like a ghost passing by, but she won't look at you. She won't say hello or welcome.
Or welcome to my brunch. Like, I actually thought that she might, and I was like trying to like think like, okay, what am I gonna say? Like, I wanna say like thanks or, you know, something. But that never came. Now, the multiple times that we've been there.
I was gonna say, yeah, because I've gone like at least three times.
I think I've gone twice.
Yeah.
I was just like, wow, I never saw her act like that, nor have I ever heard anyone in our group or other groups say like, oh yeah, Billy was so warm and welcoming. But for the camera, she was.
Right.
And also they made it seem like it was a lot more packed than it was, except for when Lala goes to the table to go cool down with Brittany, it's vacant back there. And that's how it truly is.
Yes. That's where James was sitting when he's like, you can't come back here. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to the bathroom. There's one out front. I'm like, A, you don't work here. You're not the boss of me.
Yeah.
C.
Like, if those bathrooms are truly closed, like, if they, like, there's really a reason that we're not supposed to be back there, block it off.
Right.
You can't just tell someone you can't use a bathroom somewhere.
Put a yellow cone or a little rope or shut the door, maybe?
Yeah. Hmm. But you, like, it's rude. Like, I don't, like, imagine, like, if you, like, really were just, like, you didn't know where you were going. Like, I just, it comes off as rude. Like, when Sarah and I were sitting there podcasting with Peter, this poor girl who was clearly super excited to be there, super excited to, like, she was just excited to see who was around. And they totally shut her down. And it was embarrassing. Like, I felt secondhand embarrassment for her in that moment because she's like, okay, then where do I go? Like, it was like, you're not welcome here. Turn around. It was rude.
Yeah. I just stormed past James. I'm like, well, I'm going. So,
yeah.
Good luck.
Like, what if your car was in the parking lot in the meter? You have to walk around the block to go there? You know, like.
Yeah. Yeah. Ridiculous. So, I did like when Billie Lee says, like, well, they start getting into it. And she's like, you know, you just put people down, and she's like, it's called confidence, baby. And she's like, no, confidence isn't putting someone down or calling them stupid. And I'm like, that's a good point, Billy.
Now, I wanted to ask you about this. I was hoping you took better notes than I did or watched this closer than I did. Why did these two get into it at this point? Like, how did this start?
Because they haven't seen each other since Sheena's, when Billy Lee was running after her. You're not better than me,
so,
Lala.
So how did the convo start? Did she seek Billy out, or they just kind of ran into each other?
I think they kind of ran into each other. Because they're both hostesses.
Okay.
Naturally.
Yeah.
I'm sure they were scheduled on the same shift.
Yeah.
That non-existent shift that doesn't exist. That's when they both work.
Yeah.
They have that in common. And so, yeah, I think it just started like, so we haven't talked since I saw you last. And I think Billy started it calmly. And then Lala, you know, quickly skyrocketed and, you know, it's like, no, you're going to listen to me. And then it was just like,
she's like, now that you've judged my character,
let's just go. But I mean, everything she, it was so horrible because she sits there and she's finger pointing at Raquel, telling Raquel, like, this is a really stupid article. She's like, Raquel, you don't empower women. Like, what has Raquel done to, like, not empower women? But then she's like, and you're stupid. You're even dumber than I thought. And you twat and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, but that's empowering women?
Yeah.
And, like, Raquel might be Raquel, but, like, what? She hasn't done anything negative to any woman.
And last year, wasn't Lala leading the parade of saying that Billy was one of the most genuine people that she'd ever met?
Yeah.
So now she's just like a lame ass.
She's boring personality.
Charlotte Russe wearing.
She's boring to look at too.
Yeah.
So she insults her looks. She insults her personality. She insults her clothes.
I felt like an underlying huge hatred of Billie Lee from Lala in that moment. Like, I felt like in reading between the lines, like, she was saying a lot more there than what she actually said. And I mean, who knows what else they captured on camera, because it looked like it was going to a very bad place.
Have you seen Billie Lee's story today?
No.
You should go watch it. So Kristen tweeted something like, Lala's
is
the most
sweet. Yeah, I saw that.
So Billie Lee included it in her story earlier today. She's like, really, bitch? Like, I can't. And then it was still bugging her. She added more to her story like an hour or two ago with a whole paragraph. She's like, I still can't get past this. She's like, she is the most volatile, angry, mean-spirited, but just went off on Lala.
So yeah.
That's still a very strong feud right there. There's some huge emotions still going on right now.
Well, I have like,
I get it. I would agree with her.
I do too. It felt very unfair, and I don't like how dismissive Lala's being. It's
everything has been so like self important and obsessed. Like when she tells,
like, well, she doesn't even try to hide it. She's like, I know that I'm better than you. Like, it's, yeah. I don't like to say that I'm better someone, but when I'm above you, I'm above you.
Right.
And it's like, well, wait.
After she just insulted Raquel. And then she tells, and this is where I really like Brittany, because Brittany just like does a whole like Dodie side head eye roll thing. When Lala's like, I have more like pain and troubles that anyone in this place could ever even imagine. And it's like, you know, and Brittany like eye rolled. It's like, oh, okay, Lala. As Ariana's in there, as Jeremy's back there, as Brittany's sitting here with her fiance that also just lost her. You know, it's like, shut the fuck up. As Billie Lee was probably bullied her whole life.
Well,
you
and there's other things that are tragic also. Like, then
everyone has their own shit going on.
Like, there is like horrible things. Like, I'm sure that Brittany went through a lot with her sister being arrested for a DUI. You know, like, that's also, like, horrible. Or there's childhood cancer. There's people that are, like,
or her mom's four divorces. Or,
yeah. You know what I mean? There's just, like, that was absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. And no one has been, like, dismissive of Lala's feelings. Like, no one has been, like, we don't care. You know, like, of course everyone cares. And of course they're going to, you know, maybe people can't say it, like, every time they're with her. Like, hey, you know, I'm sorry. I just want to say I'm here for you. I don't know what.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to ask her, like, what were you looking for? Like, what did everyone need to do to make it different for you? I don't understand.
Yeah. And to assume, like, it's like poor you more than like anybody else's troubles in the world ever. It's like, oh, okay, this only happens like to every single person and every day, you know what I mean? Like, it's
what about when Raquel's like, you're about to poke me in the eye?
Yeah.
Like, I would not have the patience to be able to, like, clearly get that line out, like, while someone is putting their talon in my face.
Yeah.
Like, and she's
a little more heated, a little more expedited with that.
Like, yeah. And she's like, you're about to poke out my eye.
I'd be like, get your fucking finger out of my face.
Yeah. Or I'd pull it or something and then get into trouble.
Yeah.
The other thing. And then did you notice the poor napkin after the when she went crying over to Brittany? Her napkin, her white napkin was full of foundation and she had like a single tear going through her makeup. And I thought, like maybe this is why Sir has the problem with the napkins. Remember when we were at brunch,
right?
Peter had to like, you know, search for napkins and call Craig's to see if they could supply Sir with some napkins.
Because clearly Pomp and Tom Tom didn't have any either.
No, they need these white napkins that Lala just destroyed with her makeup. Oh my gosh.
A lot of times when you go to hotels now or Airbnbs, people will be like, please use these for your makeup washcloths because they don't want their white. You know, it's a good point.
Yeah.
People just trash what's not their own.
At 1010, we supplied like all the sheets and towels. And I had this one manager that was such a dick. And if there was anything on the towel, like in our contract, like if there's something wrong, we charge you for it. If you ruin a towel, if you do this or that, well, they would charge the shit out of people for washing their face and having the foundation on the towel. Oh. And like possibly it wasn't even a stain. They just didn't take the foundation out and wash it all the way through.
Right.
You know, but it was so embarrassing having to be like, I'm sorry, you damaged 3 washcloths. We're gonna need to deduct that from you. And they're like, what?
Oh my gosh.
You know?
Right.
But so I was like very triggered by that scene. So what did you think of Lala's dress? Like, and that whole scene of like them commenting about it. Did you think it was 1995, 1999?
I actually would have went 95. It seemed like 2000. When I think of 2000, I think of like Britney Spears at the MTV Music Awards with the like snake or the, you know, That's what I think of 2000. That seemed like older to me because I thought she wore that when she was with Puff Daddy.
Yeah, I think so. Oh no, Ben Affleck, I think. Was it?
I don't know.
Yikes, I'll have to look up the history on that. But I did see that someone tweeted that, you know who the original person was that wore that dress first?
No.
Amber Valletta.
Oh, really?
In 1999.
Oh.
Full circle. Sheener, you know, it just has her pulse on the popular things in pop culture.
You should have, like, tweeted that out and be like, did she borrow this from Am?
Someone did. I need to retweet it and see.
Sheena, did
someone
you steal this from, like, Lori's closet?
But it's like also like Lala, you weren't even wearing the real brand of the dress. Like you were wearing a knockoff version
Charlotte Russe dress.
Yes.
Right.
Like even worse than Charlotte Russe.
Yeah. I got no problem with her.
Yeah.
Charlotte Russe. Lala, I do. Yeah. And then she compares herself on, did you watch her IG stories?
No.
Oh God. She's so annoying. Well, because, you know, she kept posting those like clown lip pictures.
Yes.
And I guess comments and comments and comments. And she's like, all of you who think you have an opinion that matters, it doesn't. Your opinion doesn't matter, you know, because she's above them.
Mm-hmm.
But she just goes off and on. It's like
peasants.
You're just feeding into the, you know, you're doing James. They're so similar.
Yes, they are.
So she's like, and by the way, like that dress, it's like J-Lo, vintage J-Lo. Like she was comparing herself. And it's like, well, she said that on the show, too, but it's like,
I mean, she did look amazing in the dress. Like, I'm not trying to say that she didn't look amazing or anything, but it's like you can be the most beautiful person, but when you are hateful and you think you're better than people, you're so ugly.
Yeah.
And that's where, like, I really noticed a big, like you could just like the different energies in Billie Lee and Lala in that scene. It's like, and Raquel too. It's like,
yeah.
Lala just was just disgusting looking. Like it was just like, It wasn't funny. It wasn't cute. It wasn't entertaining. It made no sense. And also, you know, I don't want to say she conveniently came out just recently saying that she is in AA and sober, but she led us to believe that she was sober for months before this, right? Mm-hmm. Then when her and Rand got into their little tiff, she drank again. So was she drinking during this fight? Was this a alcohol fueled thing or it was something.
Yeah.
Hmm. Like, yeah, what,
like, is she using that like to say she was drinking and that's why she acted like a monster?
I'm thinking that it has to be, because how else do you explain?
She also managed to insult Lisa, basically, because when she insults James, like, you're just like, the only thing you have ever, you know, successful thing you've done is slept with Lala. And he's just like, whatever. And then he's like, I'm quite successful. I have gigs around the world or whatever. And she's like, yeah, you DJ at Sir Restaurant. Like, she basically straight up made fun of that. So do you think Lisa appreciates that?
I think that made her look so stupid. And I think that anyone that tries to make fun of James for DJing and taking quote unquote little gigs, whether it be Sir or anywhere that he's DJing, like when Jax makes fun of him too, it's like he's following his dream. Like, I don't know how you can make fun of that. Like, whether, like, how small or big something is. Like, Lala, you did a shitty little movie. Are we making fun of you for that?
Right. And you have Just Add X. Okay, we'll see how that does.
And, like, you are dating a producer. You're, like, cheating your way in. So, are we all saying that? No.
Yeah.
Like, there's all these things that, like, she just, like, stays quiet about, and no one says anything to her about it.
You didn't audition for these movies. You sent a guy to your Instagram page with your naked pictures.
Yeah.
And he wanted to fuck you. So, yeah, it's, like, called the oldest story in the book. It's also called, like, the old little thing called hashtag me too, casting couch. I just don't know why. Well, she did it voluntarily, so it's totally different.
I just don't know, like, how she thinks it's okay to just, like, laugh at someone's dreams. You know what I mean? Like, why is that funny? And, like, why do you think that the audience is going to laugh with you? Like, all of them are, like, acting like James is such a joke, but I'm just not seeing where the joke is.
I mean, he's booking legit clubs.
And, like, how is it affecting you? Like, why are you so mad about it?
Yeah. Like, yeah, but then they, like, rave about DJ Mickey. And it's like, well, that DJ Mickey's doing the same thing James is, but James is a loser for doing it, and DJ Mickey is cool?
Yeah. There's just, like, I feel like there's a couple of characters that, like, are exactly like James. So James is on, like, the shit list with everyone. Like, he just really gets no support from anyone. Lala is very similar. She's getting all the support. Jax is very similar. He gets a shit ton of support. Mm-hmm. Katie came out supporting him. Kristen is supporting Lala. It's just like,
yeah.
And then poor James has Tom, you know, who, thank God, does stand up for him, but doesn't really.
But yeah, Lala really
can only do so
much. She looked disgusting. Like, I'm not talking about physically. Like, she just was a monster. And, like, just the words that she spit out and then ran away from every situation, as she always does. Like, I started taking pictures. So every time she'd hurl an insult, I took a picture. Oh, guess what? It's up her back because she's walking away. Mm-hmm. And then we said that several episodes ago. She did it, like, four times earlier in the season. It's like, okay, big talker.
Also, I have, like, just a little critique to Peter, who they did, like, three shots, you know, like, showing him, like, restocking the fridge, getting ice, like, doing all this stuff when all this drama,
pivotal footage,
is going, you know, they're, like, basically showing, like, he's working, everyone else is fighting. Peter, there's 24 hours in the day. You could do the stocking of the refrigerator and the ice
after the fights.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe get there earlier and cut out one of your three workouts, and you would be able to handle the, you know, ambiance in your restaurant, because he didn't do a good job managing.
Right. People were screaming in the entryway. Patrons were there, customers.
24 hours in the day, Peter.
Yeah. Good point.
Yeah. It's true.
He did like and retweet my meme as well.
Oh, good.
Because, you know, he loves memes about himself, as he told us.
Yes. So.
Because he creates them every day. Do you think he knows what that is? Because ever since he said he creates memes of himself every day, I've gone to check and I haven't seen one. But
I wonder if he just, like, creates them and, like, saves them on his own phone.
Or maybe he thinks a meme is just like a selfie.
Maybe.
I'm just still looking for these memes he creates. I can't find them.
Yeah. Maybe he's just not. Maybe he has a private account and he just doesn't share them.
Okay.
Well, Peter.
He put my meme in his story, but did not credit me.
Like he cut your name out?
Yeah.
What?
Well, I mean, I didn't embed it into the thing, but you know, it was on my handle.
Yeah, so your handle, like, you didn't share your handle?
No.
Is it still there? I want to see it.
Yeah. It's on the story. I mean, I think so. We're looking at Peter.
Enjoy the silence as we look.
People are like, wait, did your podcast cut out? We're both like completely forgot we're podcasting right now. Oh, yeah. See here.
That is so rude.
Well, you know, what are you going to say? Should I screenshot? Oh, hold on.
Gosh, Pete. Don't you know how it works?
Yeah, like he didn't even That's have rude. To tag me, but leave my original posting.
Yeah, like just share the post. Wow. Wow, Peter. Wow, wow, wow. Well, Ramona style.
I believe he did retweet it, so then people will get it that way.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah. And yeah, because you can't really retweet on or re-Instagram. I wish you could.
You can't. There is a way.
You can put it in your story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't need to crop it. Right?
Oh, whatever. So, yeah. Yeah, I had noticed. Peter, leave it to Sheena and Peter to still put in Ariana's food order. So she was working too.
Yeah.
I love Sandoval talking to Ariana, making that point. Like, dude, like she just did that in front of customers, the front entrance. Like, James will get fired.
Did you see how many people were like sitting at brunch and just straight up recording the entire scene? Like there were so many people in the background that were just like this, like their phones were just like up recording the entire thing.
Basically like girls' night.
Yes.
When you guys see Schwartz walk into girls' night the other week and he's like, hi guys. He was talking to about 100 phones in his face. He wasn't talking to any particular person. It was just like a sea of all of our phones. Like, must capture every moment.
Yeah, it was so shocking to see Lala like literally like saying that Raquel is doing nothing to empower women while calling her a cunt at the same time.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
Right?
It's very bizarre. Also I loved the flashback of when Lala was saying like that she's supporting James, like, you know, they basically like she's like, I'm not your friend, you know, then it's like the flashback, it's all, I'll be your friend, I'll right. be there to support you,
and then it's like you flat out said that, she's like, and then I came to my senses, or then I was like, just say you changed your mind, or just say you heard something and you're like, fuck it. It's like she's still trying to say that she yeah deny it.
Yeah, it's like, and what do you think that, and then like, why did she have to say like, you're still sitting there smug that you got to fuck Lala?
Which neither of you really remember. He even said it on Andy tonight. Andy was like, how many times did you? Was it like five? And he was like, no, it was once. He's like, well, not even that. It's like half of once. And he's like, why did your, like, basically did your dick not work? And he's like, no, we were just both drunk. And like, so it's like, I don't think he's really all that.
Yeah.
Stoked about it.
That part, like, I'm wondering if they keep bringing that up because, like, there's, like, a little problem right there. Like, do you think...
Well, there better not be, the way she's talked about it all the time.
I know, but, like, do you think that she has said to the witches or something, like, there wasn't consent there or something? Like, it almost seems like, they keep... I don't know. Like, I feel something, but right there.
She has said for several seasons since that happened, like... Yeah, openly bragged about, or not bragged, but like openly, like, yeah, whatever. I decided to give him my pussy, or I decided to, you know,
right.
What I mean?
She's right.
Said that so many times.
But I feel like she's like switched it up recently.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
Okay. What else do we have?
And maybe that's the thing. Like, they're not going to talk about it because people can't not believe her because we're supposed to always believe the woman. But then maybe because there's this existing footage of her being so crass about it.
Right.
That they're like, well, we can't really take it seriously because you've said all these things.
To not, yeah.
Like showing off kind of about it.
It could be.
So that could be it.
Yeah.
Because I can see her. Yeah.
I don't know. I just, I, the way he answered that, like he dropped his eyes. Like, did you notice that he looked at the ground? It just seemed like super uncomfortable. And
for once, he handled himself amazingly.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, it's like what we saw in Andy tonight.
Yeah.
So too bad Lisa didn't see that. Anyways.
Okay. So then the next day, James rolls into Tom Tom and Lisa's sitting there. Right. And he's like, Lisa, and he tells her the whole thing that happened. And Lisa's response is, Lala wouldn't do that.
Right. Right. Like, Lisa, do you watch your show? Do you hear the shit she says?
But it's like, what's so wild about this, Lisa, is it's not like there's anything that could like corroborate James's story, like a filming or footage of the event. There's not like there's actual proof of what actually happened. Let's not believe James. You know, like let's pretend like we have to just take James's word, and we can't take his word because James is a liar. Like,
well,
what?
She wouldn't have access though, because you have to be a producer to have a. Oh wait,
yeah, shoot, yeah, and it's not like
I am,
and it's not like the cameraman who filmed it yesterday is standing right next to you. Like this is where it's like they're making us seem like we're stupid,
right?
And it's like, come on, guys. Like, even if that was the first episode that you've ever seen, wouldn't you be confused by that and be like, why is Lisa not like more aware of what happened last night? She is a producer. Yeah. It's her restaurant and she should know what's going on.
Where was Guillermo? Why didn't anyone tell her?
Peter's fault.
If she was so upset about the suck a dick, which was only in front of like one person.
Yes.
Then why wasn't she upset about the screaming cunty comments at the entryway?
Yeah.
Huh. We should tweet her that.
Yes.
More hypocrisy.
Yeah.
They need to change this show to be called Hypocrisy Rules.
Yeah.
But.
Well. Yeah, and then also, like, I feel like we should splice together like two little scenes for like a video on Instagram or something. When Kristen trips, she's drunk, she falls, and Lala's like, that was so trashy,
right?
But then Lala can act like that, and she's not trashy.
That's
like
so trashy.
Hmm.
The fall was funny, and we've all done it. We've all been there, but I have not done the shit Lala has done.
Like, that equals trashy.
Yeah.
Not so, like, falling, yes.
And then insulting someone's, like, looks and personality and where they shop. And it's like, that's trashy.
Yes. You
know? Whatever.
And then just one more thing. Calling someone fat is, like, horrible and you get fired for it. But then, like, telling someone that, like, you're going to, like, pull their skull from their face and kill them.
Right.
That's not.
Yeah.
Like.
That's not assault.
Yeah. Like, if someone said that to me and, I may go to my manager and say, they literally just threatened to kill me. Like, should we maybe look into this or.
Right. Maybe like, she needs to go to anger management.
Like, they called me fat or they threatened to kill me. Like, which one is more serious?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah, so I was like pacing at the end of this, and then seeing that we had get the Katie and Tom scene next week, like I was like jumping. I'm like, I can't wait. Yes. I can't wait. And she just looks like a disaster.
Yeah.
I haven't been getting any attention. And it was just like her hair is just like all disheveled, and Tom is just like, ugh.
They just literally seem like look like they've been married for like 22 years already. You're in there in that slump where they're just anything your partner says, just like, ugh.
Don't
shut
look at
up.
Me.
Yeah.
I hate the sound of your voice.
Yes, that's where he's at. And it's like, oh, good. It's been 2 years.
Yeah. They made it to take some solo trips or something to come back together from this. You're always working. Well, that's what happens when you have a job, Katie.
I mean, Tom said it best himself, opening of Tom Tom, a bar that he's not getting any money from. He had no input or say in it at all. But yet it's right up there with his wedding. Yeah. It's like, well, that says a lot about your wedding.
And also, he's not sure what account the $50,000 is coming from. So he better look into that, bubs.
Ah, well, that's all I have.
That's all I have too. Okay, well, signing off, guys. We'll be back next week, and we will talk all about Katie and Tom's relationship.
Next week.
Yes.
Is my birthday.
Yes.
What date? Is it Tuesday or Wednesday?
Tuesday, I think.
It's Tuesday, so we'll probably be podcasting on my birthday.
Well, we don't have... If you're doing something or we're going to do something, then we can reschedule.
I'm waiting just for Ariana said she was going to maybe take me to catch and then Craig's later, but I don't know if I feel like that.
Yeah, it depends on if you want to go out or not, you know? Yeah,
I was just thinking like just home.
Play it by ear.
Taco Bell, TV.
Do you want me to schedule a Taco Bell party? Vanderpump Rules party has a Taco Bell party.
We could go to the headquarters. It's only like 20 minutes, right?
Yeah, right in Irvine.
Yeah, so it's 11:11. So we shall see where we will be. I don't know. Tom's doing the tequila thing tonight, so they're probably not going to have anything next week.
I bet they will. They usually announce it like on Monday.
I know. I hate the one day notice shit. And then, of course, when I asked, is it going to be again next week?
Crickets.
Yeah. So either girls night or tequila Tuesday, but I don't know. It doesn't seem like they do it every week.
Yeah.
Well, we'll figure it out.
Definitely.
But lucky you guys get to share it with me.
Yes.
All right. Make a wish. 11:11. Okay. Good night.
Bye.